We're talking high school volleyball here on KSOM, talking with the head coach for ACGC, Barb South. And coach, so far, a successful start to the season. You had a winning record at the Griswold tournament, I believe went 3-2 at this past tournament, 9-3 overall. How are you feeling about your volleyball team at this point in the season?
Well, like you said, the winning is nice. I feel like the matches that we have played, that the girls are continuing to get better, and that we show a lot of strengths with our ability to hit the ball, and our blocking has gotten much better this year. So we're going to keep working on that and keep working on our communication as a team. But I'd say the girls are playing well and have put in a lot of time up to this point.
Well, you had a big win in that tournament beating Riverside. That's the first loss of the year for the Bulldogs. Southwest Valley played tough. They played you tough. Denison Sleswig played you tough. But I bet you it was pretty good to see that win over the Bulldogs. What'd you think overall about your team's play on Saturday?
Right. We started off with Riverside, which was a great win for us. That was one of our things we concentrated on going into the tournament, and knew that they would be tough, and they were. They gave us all that we could take. We were sweating and working hard at the end of that match. So I think that was wonderful to come out with the win and get to play a very good team like them to make us better. And then beating Griswold and HSTW, those were both good wins. And then the last two, we got a few girls that are battling a few things with some small injuries and just a little sick right now. And so I think we just kind of ran out of a little bit of energy, but we know that Riverside was a key win for us, and that we can continue to build on that.
So you mentioned you've improved in blocking. How would you describe that, and who were some of the girls who have stepped up at the net to start improving in that area?
Sure. We have, we'll start with Stella Largent is our outside setter or outside hitter, excuse me. So you've seen her numbers and know her name for our team, but she's also picked up some solo blocks this year, which is great, and is part of that blocking side over on the left there. But she is just part of that. We have Addison Lockery in the middle, and she has some blocks, but it's not just the stats you'll see on the paper. She's been a part of getting a piece of a lot of the balls, which has slowed down, you know, and been able to get the dig instead of those balls coming straight down at us. So her play at the net is incredible. She just continues to get better, and timing wise, well, sometimes it's hard in the middle of tournaments to go from playing that Riverside, and you know where they're going to hit, you know where they're going to set it up, and at a little faster tempo and speed, to go to then playing some teams that don't hit it as fast, and you just have to learn to adjust. And so those are things we'll keep practicing on, that timing of that block. But she's been a big presence in the middle for us, as well as Savannah Akers is middle, and then Nora Landgard. And then our setter, Shay Lemke, and outside hitter Cam Richter also get pieces. You know, they have main other goals, but they also get pieces of the ball. So we're just trying to really emphasize this year, so that we can at least get in the hitter's ways and get a piece of the ball, so that we can dig up as much as we can.
Another area that looks pretty good to me when you look at the stat sheet is the aces. You're averaging nearly 10 aces a game. 12 games, 116 aces, so just below that. What has been the story there in the service game?
Yeah, that's just part of our girls being good servers. And we have, I'd say Shay Lemke is really serving well and serving to the corners. Like, we have a lot of like this is where we can pick up some aces, whether it be short or long or in the seams. And that's what we practice every day. And so I think that the girls just have really strengthened their confidence in going and knowing that if you're going for that corner, you're going for that tough ace spot to get, we're not going to be there criticizing you, because we want our girls to be more aggressive serving.
And what can you say about Shay and what she means to you right in the middle there with 252 assists. She's got to be one of your main focal points to just simply be there, and it just she probably can adjust to whoever is going to go for the kill, and to have that centerpiece that knows how to pass it so well is got to be so important for you.
Right. She's our Shay Lemke is our senior captain for a reason. She came into her sophomore year and was shockingly the girl that had to figure out how to set right away. You know, we had some switches in personnel, and it was like, Shay, you're our athlete, and I want you to be our setter that year. So to say she was reluctant at first is kind of an understatement there. But she has taken that role as such a strong, just athletic kid who can adjust and be a leader on our floor to this year. She's fun to watch. We'll have officials come after the games and talk about, wow, your setter, you know, she can really get all over the floor. And that is so important to us to see, to show the other girls that work with her that she's willing to put that effort in to get to every single second ball that she can possibly get to. And just her leadership is pivotal to changing us to that one next level we want to get to. And her and Camden and Stella as our outside hitters just try to connect each and every practice to try to get that communication flowing. As far as, you know, if you don't always see that Shay is setting it different to all of our girls hitting. So a lot of hours have gone into that.
Yeah. So what does the schedule look like? It looks like you don't even play at all the rest of this week.
Yeah, we have a homecoming off week, but we plan tonight to play a little black and gold scrimmage with our girls to kind of emulate a game, but to also have fun as a team for a little team bonding and to get some food for our food pantry. So we're trying to do a little community service and team bonding tonight so that we don't get stale on practicing for 9 or 10 days. And then we're just going to go to work this week on just those little things. I'd say the verbal and nonverbal communication on the floor is a key for us. So every, you know, we can hit the balls hard at them and have them practice that, but just really just throwing those balls to the spots where they're landing and we're not quite getting to tips or whatever it is, that's going to be our focus on get to everything. Cause then we get to play a tough team the next Tuesday, as well as go to some big tournaments, our East Green tournament. We're going to see really good competition. So, we've got to get that step up kind of just with ourselves right now, being ready to prepare for that.
Well, enjoy the break, enjoy homecoming, and back at it next week. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck here in this downtime. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Barb South, head coach for ACGC Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.